理课堂听 class.com。
外贸英语口语 Spoken English for Foreign Trade 由天津科技翻译出版公司和天津外语音像出版社联合制作出版。
Unit 1. Establishing Trade Relation.
The following conversation is between Mr. Getty, an importer from Britain, and Mr. Dong, a director of Li Ming Foodstuffs Factory. Mr. Getty is visiting the sample room of the factory, and Mr. Dong is accompanying with him.
Here is our sample room.
You certainly have got a large collection of sample foodstuffs here.
Yes, we're exporting a wide range of foodstuffs to many countries, and the demand is getting greater and greater.
So it is. Though we haven't done business with you, as you know, your exports of foodstuffs to our country have considerably increased during the last few years. It appears that Chinese foodstuffs are very attractive.
You said it. The quality of ours is as good as that of many other suppliers.While ours prices are not high as theirs. By the way, which items are you interested in?
Canned goods are of special interest to me, particularly the canned fruit and meat. As your canned fruit is among the most popular ones in our market, I'm going to place an order in a day or two.
Good. How about our canned meat?
I think it will also find a good market in our country. Will you show me some samples?
Yes, this way, please. Our canned meat is in various weights. The largest one weighs 3.5 pounds net. The smallest, 7 ounces net.
The small sizes are more saleable in our market than the large ones. I've brought with me a sample of canned meat, which is only 6 ounces. The smallest size of yours is even bigger than that of mine. I wonder if your canned meat tastes better.
You're welcome to have a try. Here it is. Ours is of prime quality.
Oh, it's delicious. I'm not sure about the pesticide residues in your foodstuffs, though. I'm sure you must have given much thought to the matter. But you know, our governmental restrictions have been getting more and more tight, so we are not allowed to import any polluted goods.
You can rest assured.Our foodstuffs are guaranteed to conform to WHO standards.
Good. I'd like to order meat of this kind in 7-ounce tins, if the price is competitive.
What about other canned goods, such as canned mushrooms and vegetables?
They are not as saleable as canned fruit, I suppose.
No. I really do not think that is so.They're also among our major exports and have found a favorable reception in many other countries.
Then, may I have a look at the samples first?
Certainly. Here you are.
Oh, very nice indeed. But I'm not sure whether they're to the taste of our people. What would you say to my taking some samples home before I make a decision?
That's all right.
Well, I have an appointment at 4. Shall we talk the details over tomorrow morning?
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Dialogue 1. Would you like to have a look at our showroom, Mr. Oliver?
I'd love to.
This way, please.
Thank you. How beautiful.
Where should we start?
It would take hours if I really look at everything.
You may be interested in only some of the items. Let's look at those.
Good idea.I can just have a glance at the rest.
By the way, Miss Oliver, how long have you been in this business?
I've been in textiles for more than 20 years, but the company has been in the business since 1935.
No wonder you are so experienced.
Textile business has become more difficult since the competition grew.
That's true.
Do you have a catalog or something that tells me about your company?
Yes, I'll get you some later.
Thanks. When can we work out a deal?
Would tomorrow be convenient?
Yes, that would be fine. Dialogue 2.
Excuse me, could you tell me where I can order electrical appliances?
This line. We'll be glad to take your order. Here's my card.
Thanks. Here's my card. I'm Allison from ABC Trading Corporation Limited. We import electronics and transistors.
Please have a look at our samples.
Your development of electronic products has been remarkable.
Yes, our research has had good results.
Do you produce videotape recorders?
Yes.
What's that? Is it a television set?
No, that's television phone. It's still experimental.
What's the problem?
We have to solve the problem of using ultra-high frequency waves at around 1,000 Hz.
I see.
I've forgotten to ask you what products you're interested in.
I think I have already seen some items we'd like to order, although I still like to study them a bit further.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll probably be able to let you know tomorrow.
I'll be expecting you tomorrow morning, say at 9.
Tomorrow at 9, perfect.